Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.
All right, friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. Did you guys hear that? We have a special guest.
Yay.
It's the one and only Donnie Dumps. Ooh. Drew gave him the name Donnie Dumps.
I did.
It's true.
Welcome to the pod.
No.
How are you feeling? Are you excited?
I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here.
What are your thoughts, sis? Are you excited?
I guess.
Yeah. Are you a little nervy?
A little bit.
He's not that excited, apparently.
Not that very excited.
I didn't even ask him. That's how we are with him. I just posted that he was going to be on the pod. And then Trini was telling me at the party on Saturday.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I was asking your brother, are you excited to go on Two Idiot Girls? He goes, since when?
Oh. I thought it was a joke. I thought we were all joking.
He found out. Last minute, yeah. Just like the rest of us.
Just like the rest of us.
Yeah. Elephant in the room. No, it's not us. My shirt does have a weed leaf on it. And he's,
what does it say?
It says, no one should be in prison for weed.
Shout out Change. We love
Shout
change.
Out Change.
Donnie has a Change shirt on too. I didn't get the memo. I would have worn one.
Donovan says, love everybody. Focus on the positive. It gets better.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very positive message.
Yeah.
Uplifting. Two different vibes.
Two very different vibes.
But just so everyone knows, so they're not like weed.
Well, not only that, but also like we don't film these under the influence.
No.
So please stop commenting that because to me it means you look so fucked up. You must be on something. And guess what? I'm not. That's
also
rude.
Believe it or not, I'm this hilarious sober.
Sober.
And also I feel like I've told people this, like I have an astigmatism in both eyes. Like I have one in each eye. So my big eyes are always straining and that's why they look red a lot.
I honestly think it's hereditary
also,
too.
It is.
Yeah.
But I'm also straining all the time because I can't see. Mm-hmm. So like.
Oh, I don't have that problem. So.
Me too.
So. I'm the only child that got poor vision. So
I know.
Yeah.
My vision's really bad. It's like really bad.
Yours was vision. Donnie's was teeth.
Yeah.
He had braces for...
I had fucked up teeth, too.
No, but Donovan had braces for 16 years of his life, I think.
All the way up to my senior year.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
He had them all through elementary, middle school, and high school.
Never ending.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, in the lower grades, he only had two.
Which, honestly, I think is worse. I'd rather have my whole teeth.
On his front two teeth.
We used to call it, he had like little SpongeBob teeth. It was so cute.
That couldn't be more insulting, honestly.
That's what you had most of the time and like retainers and then you had full on braces in like late middle school, early high school.
Yeah.
So and then a lot longer than me, but that's why my teeth are crooked. So it's what it is. Yeah.
And that's why I'm wearing Invisalign right now. Make sure it stays that way.
He's like, yeah, that's why I'm wearing my Invisalign. Yeah. Unlike some people I know.
Unlike some people.
At this point, I'm just like, whatever.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Fuck it. So, okay, how are
as
we...
As long as my teeth are brushed. Who gives a fuck if they're straight?
I don't give a rip what they look like.
Yeah, as long as they're brushed.
No plaque.
And my tongue's not white, then I think we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yellow. Do you remember that guy, that TikTok I seen you, where he was like blowing onto pieces of tissue? And it was like yellow. Like the air coming out of his mouth was
acid.
Yellow.
Oh my God.
He literally was like... Like that, like blowing, and then his like spit was like sinister.
There's a demon in there.
It's, yeah, like, it's like acid breath.
Literally. It was truly. Like SpongeBob. Like
acidic. Yeah. Like actually. Venomous.
High pH.
Yeah. Venomous.
Very acidic.
So.
Okay. How are we doing this week, team? We'll start off with Drew and then we'll go to Donnie Dumps.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So far, so good.
I don't even remember most of last week. Why do I not remember most
of last week? You filmed last week?
Oh, I did.
That's the only thing I remember you did.
I worked.
I worked a lot too, yeah.
She's a working girl.
Yeah, I worked last week a lot. Mm, the weather was so shit, and I feel like I don't remember days like that. Like, when the weather is so bad and I'm just at home working and stuff, I feel like the days, like, all blend together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then the sun came out. Thank God.
And then today it's overcast.
So. I know. It's like, I've missed the sun.
It's like Mr. Blue Sky is playing in the background.
No, truly.
Not good. Okay. What about you, Donnie Dumps? How was your week last week? Donnie's a free man. He's out of high school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finally out of that hellhole.
Okay.
All right. All right. Take it down a notch.
I know. I'm just being dramatic.
How have you been last week? How was your week?
It's been pretty good so far.
Yeah?
Yeah. Starting to get my Twitch stream off the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least trying to.
Oh, yeah. Donnie's going to start Twitch streaming, y'all. Yeah.
Maybe you'll see one of us on there. I don't know. I'm going to try and get on there. Honestly, it's going to become my Twitch stream. I've decided as soon as I get on there.
No. You have this. Let me have something.
No.
You want it to take off or not?
Yeah. Do you want the stars or not?
Listen. All right. Let's talk numbers.
Let's talk cheese.
Let's talk turkey.
Let's talk business. Who moved my cheese?
I think for Donnie's Twitch stream, I only play very specific types of games. So I like, if I go on your Twitch stream, I want to play those games and I just want to be able to yell.
It's just you playing Sims for 4 hours.
Literally.
Not talking.
Sims is a me thing. If I play Sims, I want to be by myself. That's my enrichment time when I play Sims.
When Shallon was playing Sims, have you seen that TikTok? Where she was like, what's Robin's real name? Like Batman and Robin. What's Robin's real name?
Oh, Dick Grayson.
Yeah, she's like, what's someone for a girl? Her friend was like, pussy.
Like the equivalent of Dick.
Yeah. What's a girl?
Richard. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah. No, okay, so what do you want to play on his Twitch stream?
I like Donovan knows the kinds of games I like.
Yeah, like Spider-Man, Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, I love story games.
Oh, okay. But they're like free world.
Yeah, like free world. They don't have to be free world, but it's even better if they are.
No, yeah.
Like Red Dead was one of my favorite games.
Yeah. You never played that one, hold on.
I couldn't get into it.
Really? Try it again. Maybe you'll like it now.
I guess.
It's fun, dude. It's so fun.
It's just there's so much to do. And
yeah, it's such an open world though. Yeah.
Like, but that could be something fun you do like on your Twitch stream. Like every Tuesday you're gonna play Red Dead.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then they watch your progression, whatever.
And you know how like you can, if you like get enough like monies, you can like customize your horse and your look and stuff.
Yeah,
that's what I love doing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I didn't like being a bad guy.
That's what time I play anything, I want to be the evil one.
You know what's so funny? It's ironic too, because like me and Donovan are never same. Bad guys.
Yeah,
never. But Dayson's always a bad guy. Like every time she plays, she wants to be a bad guy.
It's more fun.
No, I like being a good guy.
Yeah,
In Red Dead, it like affects your storyline how good or bad you are.
Yeah, kind of like Ghost of Tsushima, where like you can choose.
Yeah, yeah. Ghost of Tsushima is a great one. Yeah. I love that game.
It's so incredibly violent, but so good.
It's so fun.
Yeah,
it's such a good game, and the storyline made me cry too. But so did Red Dead.
Yeah. Did you play Ghost of Tsushima after Red Dead?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, because I like, found it. Yeah.
Yeah. You were like, I need Billy actually game. Found it for me.
Yeah.
Because I had such a big hole in my heart after I finished Red Dead. I had like a nervous breakdown, but that was also during lockdown. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, we were all crazy. going cuckoo back then. But I had like such a emotional attachment to that game, and then like when it ended, I literally was like sobbing.
No, I remember your face.
Like, I know. I called Dayson. So
like, my life is unfulfilled now.
I know. I was just sobbing at the ending.
Oh.
Yeah, not even that I finished. I mean, I was sad that I finished, but it was just the way it ended. I was like, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I thought if I did everything right, that he would stay alive. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, and he didn't.
Everyone's like, spoilers, and the game's been out for like 5 years. That game is fucking awesome. I love that game. It's so fun.
I know. I think when I play, I want to play, what's the game?
She wants to play the scary games, like Five Nights at Freddy's or whatever.
I don't want to know what that is.
I'm
too scared.
I kind of have an understanding
of the lore.
So like the idea is like you're like a security guard in like a Chuck E. Cheese, like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
And then like all of a sudden the animatronics come to life.
Because you get locked in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're locked in there and then you're supposed you're supposed to survive.
Stay alive, yeah.
For 5 whole nights.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Until they reopen. Isn't the arcade. Isn't that song? Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that one? Yeah. I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
He's like, I'm unfamiliar.
Donovan has no social media.
Yeah, so Donovan
he's very
is
unchecked from everything. Yeah.
Yeah, he's off the grid.
He just started utilizing Instagram, but even then, like, doesn't
he's
use
off
it.
The grid.
I use it for cartoons and funny videos. What more purpose is there for Instagram?
It's true.
It's a beautiful thing. I wish
was like that.
I wish I didn't have social media when I was that age too.
No kidding. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't want to play that game at all.
I thought you wanted to play the scary games.
Yeah, well, I want to finish The Last of Us.
I don't know if I can ever play another scary game with you again.
Why?
Because every single time, it's like, it's ridiculous. Because, like...
simply put, it's ridiculous.
It's preposterous.
Is that what you want to hear?
You either die too fast or you're too scared to go on. And then you make me play. And then as soon as I clear it, then you take
my turn.
Yeah, immediately.
What's wrong with that?
Instantly.
My turn. Hey, I will say, there is a part in The Last of Us where a bloater, that's those big giant ones, is chasing you. I used all of my rifle, like the better guns. Yeah. So I only had a handgun.
That's like when I was playing Uncharted.
Yeah.
I was like, and you were playing on Super Weenie Head Junior mode.
Yeah,
too.
And guess what? I killed him with a handgun.
There you go.
What are you gonna do?
It is what it is. I literally, when I was playing,
will they die faster if you're on Super Weenie Head Junior mode?
Yeah,
it's like 2 gunshots.
No, I know. Yeah. I figure.
Yeah. It wasn't because of my skills, guys. Don't be fooled.
I always set those games at like normal.
Yeah,
like not easy, not hard, but
no.
Normal.
But Daddy always does like extra hard man
he's
mode.
Like, yeah. I know, and then he's like, "This game is too hard." And I'm like, switch the difficulty back. Like, do it back.
Like, dial it down.
Just start over and pick the normal level. That's what I always do. I always pick normal. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to.
Easy.
Yeah, not him picking the hardest level because he thinks he's an expert in all things video games.
I know. I think he just wants to try it. Yeah. Like, he just wants to see if he can beat it. Look at him getting salty because my dad beats games faster than he does.
He really does. He has a greater commitment.
And he's like, yeah, he thinks he's better than us.
No, he is. That's a difference.
Yeah.
I'm better than him and you at some games.
That's true.
But some games I'm not, and that's okay.
Yeah.
That's my that's my only fucking hobby I can think of. Mm-hmm. Literally, is playing video games.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
It's a fun hobby.
Yeah.
For me and Dace, it's Legos.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I love a good Lego. Love Legos.
Love me a good Lego.
I just don't have the patience to sit and build them. But I do to see your guys' builds after.
Yeah. I did have a nervous breakdown when I was doing the Mandalorian one, though, because Donovan wouldn't help me put this one part on. And then when I took it off, it took off half of the other part. So I literally had to start over. And I was so mad.
Nice.
But you figured it out.
He's like, yeah, but you did figure it out.
We were 2 bags in, so it wasn't that bad out of 5. So I did have to undo it, and I was really mad. And that's why I was telling Daddy, I was like, please turn the TV on. I can't do this I have to be watching a show while I'm doing
and
this.
And just be glad it wasn't.
As soon as he turned it on, then I wasn't messing around.
And just be glad it wasn't like my R2-D2 one. I literally had to take that thing apart almost like twice.
Oh, Papa sent me this new one. It's Captain America's shield.
Ooh. Oh, I've seen that
and
one.
And it's like it's a big one. I think it's like 10,000 pieces, I want to say.
Oh my God.
But it's huge. Was the R2 one 10,000?
I think so. It had to be.
The way that I don't know.
I really don't know. You're asking me.
I don't know. And I
just like to be like, I look at it as like a museum. I just like to go and look at them.
Yeah. When I move,
when they build them
in my office, I want to like make little shelves and just put them on there. And they're just like a stuff I like. So like when people are like, why don't you get the Christmas house? I don't like that one.
Yeah. Dason has a bunch of a random assortment of stuff. So Donovan does too.
It's mostly like Marvel and,
like Donovan built the
Star Wars.
Atari.
Yeah.
And the TV.
The Atari one was really fun to build because that one's like really interactive. It's got a lot of moving pieces.
Oh, the Mario one. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I got it
like,
for Christmas.
And the little TV.
Yeah.
So Donovan has a random assortment too.
Yeah.
Of like easy and hard.
I don't discriminate.
Yeah. He just wants ones with the most pieces because they take the longest. Yeah. So the last time I
took
him
the biggest,
to
most complicated.
Yeah,
really.
I was like, dude, let's go get new Lego sets. And then when we got there, he's like, will you buy me this one? I was like, I invited you because I thought you had your own money. But yeah, I'll get you one.
With what?
Yeah. I know. Exactly. So that's my
fault. He just graduated high school.
Yeah.
Hey, he bought me popcorn at Disneyland.
That is true. So
he does have money.
I have five Goober dollars. Will you accept those?
I'm all, girl, pull your wallet out.
He's like, I can, but there's nothing in there, including a license.
Yeah, it's like a cartoon where you
my student ID is in there.
It's a cartoon where you like open it and a moth flies out.
Literally. And no one asked, but my week was okay last week. I'm just kidding.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, so for this week, we asked all of you to send in your funny sibling stories because we have shared, honestly, so many of ours.
Yeah, let's revisit them.
Okay.
About Donovan specifically.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you have one?
None that I can remember.
Okay.
Well, none that I wasn't the person.
Being made fun of.
The star of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, one of our most popular episodes was literally when, I don't even know why we brought that up.
The comedy routine?
Was it Bits? Oh, it was Bits that you and your family have.
Bits, yeah.
Yeah, that you and your family have. That's one of our most popular episodes. And we told you guys about Donovan's first stand-up routine.
I've never been more embarrassed in my
entire You were not life. Embarrassed. And that's the beautiful part.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You weren't embarrassed at all. Oh. You were, in fact, you were like, you bitches don't know anything. You don't know comedy if it slaps. Why don't you look up comedy and then get back to me? Like his blind confidence made it funnier.
Yeah.
Because he was like unfazed. Like no matter, like he's like, you're doing a lot of this, but I'm not absorbing any of it. Because I just killed it. I don't know if you guys were there.
Exactly.
I don't know if you were awake, but I just brought the house down. So. Maybe this is just, maybe everyone's a hater in this family.
Yeah. So it's called crowd work. You guys wouldn't know what that is.
So. Maybe when you're a little more seasoned, you guys want to understand.
Yeah, maybe have a better understanding of what comedy really is.
Yeah, so watch that episode if you want to see us dive into those details.
I don't even know which one it is.
It's when we're talking about bits, like just family bits. One? I'm like 90%
it's
sure.
One, we did like three of those though. So it's in one of them.
It's honestly, in one of them.
Those episodes are so funny to me.
Yeah.
They're dying.
Because everyone loves a good bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Donovan's the source of a lot of our bits.
Dude, someone asked, do we have any bits in Hawaii when we were there?
Oh yeah, because we always have one on our trip.
Yeah. Like in New York, it was like, I'm really looking forward to crack.
I guess you could say I'm really looking forward to cracking up.
I haven't really cracked up in a while. Donovan doesn't know what that is because he's not on TikTok.
For literally no reason at all. You've heard us say that though.
Yeah, I've heard it. I think so.
He's like, yeah.
Not really sure.
But yeah, the comedy routine. Well, and then at the end, we'll have Donnie answer a few questions that you guys sent in for him. I didn't tell you who the guest was, but everyone was like, it has to be Donnie. Please ask him this.
Yeah, another member of the Off-Well Cinematic Universe.
I told you we're going to get him down one by one.
One by one.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of bits in Hawaii. I don't know.
I don't think we had one.
No, yeah, it was really chill there.
Yeah, we didn't have any like running jokes or anything like that.
Mm-mm. Not that I can think of.
I'm like only thinking about Donovan if there was anything other than all of us getting stung by jellyfish.
I'm the source material.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
Donovan is the source
material. He's a bit machine. What can I say?
I already forgot what I was going to say.
Damn.
Sorry. Oh, it's the jellyfish. I think you guys are going to talk about the jellyfish.
Well, the jellyfish is
something. We talked about it in the last episode.
That was
clearly you don't listen. Siri doesn't support his sisters.
Well, like.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
No, that's just something that kept happening. It's not necessarily a bit.
No.
I was thinking about him doing backflips.
Dude, okay, so Billy's brother Jared came on the second day.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's his energy or what, but he convinces everyone to do things. Billy does this too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That they don't normally do.
He learned that
from
Jared
Billy. Didn't even do anything. Donovan gets out of the pool and he goes, Jared, do you want to watch me do a backflip? And he went, okay. Donovan has never done a backflip ever.
I've done flips before in our pool.
When?
When I was like a long time ago. I swear, girl. mommy can attest to this.
Girl,
she
girl,
really can.
She is not a reliable source.
No, she's not, because she'll say anything. You could have said you jumped off the roof and she'd be like, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I was there.
No, even though I know she's a liar.
I know mommy has video proof too.
She's always going to take her side.
Go get it and bring it to me.
I will.
All right. Sounds good.
No.
He's never done a flip.
Okay, that's what you've done flips, but then that's why I was so surprised that you did a flip in Hawaii.
Because you guys never saw me.
No.
Dude, what are the odds? What are the odds I wasn't there? I grew up in that fucking home. What are the odds?
Were you six? Dude, when he was younger, he used to always say, I did this when I was six. And he I remember one time Drew said, why is it always when you're six?
You were so busy that year. Ages 6 to 7? Who knows? Girl, 6 was your prime because you were working, bitch.
I really was.
Booked and busy.
You were putting in work in that year.
That's my bit. That's
oh, no, that happened when I was 6. Sorry.
Yeah. He's like, probably when I was like 6.
That's what he always says.
He said that for, I'm not kidding, like 5 years, like straight. And then one day I was like, why are you always saying, like, is 6 just like your favorite number?
He goes, that was my prime
year. That's what I said. Like, you were busy that year.
That was Peach Johnny dumpster.
She was flipping. She was making up jokes. Yeah. She was laughing. Dude,
I was hit on nothing, point.
Nothing makes me more angry than when he says he made up a bit.
That's no. And to be fair, that makes me angry if anyone in my family takes credit for my bit. That includes my parents and Billy.
Non-discriminatory.
Yeah. Like
most especially you, but yeah.
Just kidding.
Mostly
just
me, kidding. But
no, not even. If anything, I get the most mad at Billy if he tries to take credit. He's like, I came up with that. And I'm like, since when? Since when?
That's the biggest lie you've ever told.
That's why I told you I think
you're
of
like,
that.
Why did you just spit in my face at this point?
I think of that episode of Friends when Ross and Chandler are debating over who came up with a certain joke. And then he's like, I'm going to start writing it down, Chandler. And then he makes fun of Ross and then he goes, 2 p.m. coffee house. He like writes it down. That's me with my bits.
Dude.
I always remember too, like exactly where we were. But that's how I know you didn't do a flip at our childhood home. Anyways.
Oh yeah. Back to my story.
I'm going to find the video and I'm going to prove you wrong.
Okay.
Wrong. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be like, are you going to watch Jury Duty or can I tell you what happens?
You can.
There's a part where they're like the guy that's being sued. He's like, his lawyer's like, I have a video of a video rendering of what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like basically this lady's suing him because he worked in a warehouse that she owned, like the products that were coming out of it. And he showed up to work drunk and pissed and like fell asleep, like fucked up at work and pissed all over the clothes that they're selling.
Okay.
So the lawyer's like, I have a video evidence, like a rendering of what actually happened. And when he shows it, it's all fucked up. He's supposed to be like the worst lawyer in the world.
Yeah.
And it's like on Roblox. It's not even like good animation. And I told myself that's what his video is going to look like. I'm a big bitch. Liar. Anyways.
You eat those words.
It's like a clip of Simone Biles flipping and it's just his head on there. Floating on it. Like tracking it.
Like in Modern Family when he tries to erase the fact that he got everybody sick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So anyways, I turn around and I see a giant man flipping into the pool.
Like backflipping.
Yeah. And I'm like, is that Jared? And I'm like, Jared's sitting in front of me. Who is that? And then he comes up with his big head. And I'm all, was that Donnie that just flipped in the pool?
Dude.
And he just kept doing it.
Yeah. Backflips all night.
I just felt like doing it.
He literally was like, want to see a flip? To Jared. And Jared was like, okay.
Dual flip.
I should have filmed him doing that and put that audio on there.
Make dual flip. But like do it like X times two, like speed.
Yeah. Damn, I wish I did.
Dual flip. You didn't hear me saying that?
No, I heard you say it once. Okay. But I'm saying I wish that I had thought of that because I would have recorded him.
I wanted to do
it.
My pronouns are USA. Like, ah! But Donnie would do the eagle sound every time.
Yeah.
Kiss my ass.
That was the only real Donnie bit we had.
Yeah. Was the flips, yeah.
Yeah. I think so.
Well, that and that, no matter what time of day, no matter what he's done, eaten, whatever, as soon as he gets in the car, he's going to fall asleep.
Yeah, that's not exclusive to Hawaii.
No, something
that's everywhere.
Something about that the car just puts me right to sleep.
I thought you were going to steal a bit that I made up where I said there's just something about that open road.
Not even.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah. I thought you were about to steal it and I was going to cause a scene.
False alarm.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay.
No, so. I think he does that because he doesn't have to drive.
Well, he's not watching TV or something. I don't know.
No, I think it's just like, I don't have to drive, so naturally, I'm going to go to sleep.
So I told him, I can't wait till you do can drive. You can drive. Of course, he's 18, doesn't have his license. I can't wait till you can drive. Yet. And then I'm going to go to sleep no matter where he's taking me.
Good luck.
2 minutes down the road, I'm going to sleep.
I'm going to sleep.
I think that even with him falling asleep in the car too, I think it's like a, it's just like a reflex at this point, to be honest. I think it's just like a, I'm going to go to sleep. Which I think is crazy to do as a grown man, but what do I know? But also, like, my family notoriously hates driving. Like, all of the people in my family hate driving. And I think it's because we all, at one point or another, drove really far for work.
For a long period of time.
For a long fucking time. So, no one in my family likes driving.
That's why, guys, that is one of the requirements to be my partner. You have to love driving.
And case in point, Billy. He loves to drive. He prefers to drive.
Once I saw what could be, I was like,
the standard has been set.
I'm like, there the are people like that here. That exist. Okay.
And Billy's whole family loves to drive.
Like, even when we move,
couldn't
like,
be a better match.
I'm going to still drive to your house, even if I don't live near you, so he can drive us.
Yeah, literally. We're always going to live next to each other. You know that. I'm always going to, like, I'm literally always going to drive and pick up days.
Forever neighbors.
Yeah, literally.
I'm going to live alone, and no one's ever going to find me.
Good luck. How are you going to survive? You're like a jungle boy.
like a boy raised by wolves.
Like Mowgli. From the jungle book.
Literally, yeah. Not even, but he was raised like as a literal prince. That's why when we call him the Prince of Persia, that's not a joke, guys. He is Princess Diana. That's why my mom would never say anything bad about Princess Diana or Donnie.
And Princess Di is also cancer.
Oh, true. Mm-hmm.
Teffy told me that.
So. Donnie is a cancer. Yeah. A cancer sun, Gemini moon, Aries rising.
Yeah, and you guys wonder why we have to make fun of him all the time.
We gotta keep him
Keep him humble. Firmly planted in the ground.
Firmly grasp it.
And also, Billy's brother Jared loves to drive too. So, like, when he's in town with us, like, he drives.
Yeah.
He's doing better. Then I got a driver and a backup driver. I'm third on the list. Don't have to.
They don't even have you on the roster, bitch.
Like, I know.
You always got.
I'm just saying, in case of emergency, I can't operate a vehicle.
You always got a set of wheels on the go.
That's right. I got people who love to drive. I don't like to drive, or I don't care about driving, but if I don't have to, I'm not going to.
I hate driving.
Yeah, Dayson hates driving. My mom hates driving. My dad doesn't, he doesn't necessarily hate it, but if we go as a family anywhere, a lot of times he drives.
I think it's because, and I would assume Billy feels the same way because they're so tall and big.
It's bigger in the driver's seat.
In the driver's seat, they have more room. Yeah,
that's true.
I can empathize with that.
Yeah, so maybe if you get your little license, you won't be crushed in the back anymore.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Well, and once me and Dayson got licensed, like, we drove everywhere. Like, everywhere for everything.
Dude, my dad, I'd go to high school, and then he would text me to go grocery shopping on my way home. And I'd be like, only if me and Drew can get the DiGiorno's and cookies pizza combo.
Me texting my dad pictures of things, can I get this? Can I get this? And then he just texts me back, no.
And then we would call mommy and be like,
can I get this? And then she'd be like, I don't care. And then I was like, well, daddy said no. She goes, okay, well then no. Well, I was like,
damn it.
Yeah.
I'm too honest. I couldn't lie.
I know.
Unlike somebody I know.
Okay. So we asked you guys to send in your funny sibling stories. These are all pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
So this first one's from Karma. They said, when me and my older brother were both little kids, like 3 and 8, we used to live next to a lake that had a bunch of ducks. One day while he was out feeding them, they started to attack him. And while he was running for his life back to the house, I locked the screen door and just watched him get attacked until my mom came out and let him back inside. He's like on the glass.
He's like, no!
Yeah.
And he's sliding slowly.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So funny. Oh, I know a bit from Hawaii because he just said it right now. When the first day me and Donnie were there, like, I think you guys went to the gym. Yeah. So me and Donnie went swimming while our cousin Josh.
Yeah, guys, I work out on vacation.
Yeah. Don't worry about
she's
me.
Better than us. I, like, listen, even when I'm off, I'm still on.
I packed no workout clothes, no workout shoes.
Dason, when we got to the airport at like 6 a.m, Dason goes, just so everyone knows, I packed no workout stuff. None. I'm not working out. I'm not going hiking. Just so everyone knows. I was like, okay.
No one's even listening to me. I'm just joking myself.
She's speaking to no one.
I always tell the joke to Adam where I'm like, I don't want to do that. And I'm all, and no one's around me. You guys always do this to me. And no one's next to me. No, the bit was, we made Donovan work out though. We had him swim laps in the pool.
Yeah.
And so
he likes that though. He likes to swim.
Yeah.
For workouts.
But he was like, please come swimming with me. And then we weren't. And then he was telling me, because the pool was super deep. It was like 10 feet at least.
Yeah.
So he's telling me, come touch your toes to the floor. So I was sinking down and I opened my eyes just to look at him. And he kept his eyes wide open and was just like with his arms above his head.
It was just slowly sinking
to the ground. I kept doing that. That was a bit.
Dude, when Jason told me that, I was laughing so hard, I started crying. And she just kept doing it. She kept going. I'm like, well, because he came up and his eyes were blood red.
By like 2 p.m.
This is like, yeah, like towards the end of the day.
No, it's not even the end of the day.
Well, it's not the end, so funny. But it's like towards the end. Like we've been outside all day and then I was like, your eyes are so red, dude. And I go, have you been opening your eyes in the pool? And he was like, oh, yeah, every time. And then I was like, why? He goes, I just like to see down there. And I'm all, your eyes are all red.
You can't even see. It's blurry. Just,
we didn't have goggles.
I know.
What are you going to do?
What do you expect?
I didn't have goggles. Naturally, I'm going to open my eyes underwater.
Honestly, I hate goggles anyways. I just like using my beepers.
Well, do they work underwater?
Isn't it blurry?
It's blurry, but not to the point where you're like blind.
Yeah, like where you can't see anything.
Yeah, so you could still see, but it's like, it's not like I'm blind down there.
Donovan kept asking me, Billy kept asking me, is there any goggles in the house? I was like, I don't think so.
Usually, my mom always buys at least one pair so Donovan and Billy can share them.
I know Billy loves to swim with goggles in the ocean because he likes to go look for the critters. He likes to look for the creatures.
Yeah, had we had the goggles, maybe he could have saved us.
Spotted the jellyfish.
The jellyfish.
The fucking nest that we were next to, apparently. And everyone's going to be like, jellyfish don't live in nests. That's a joke. I don't know what they live in.
It's a bit.
That's a joke.
What do we think of this duck story that Karma shared with us?
That's so fucking funny. Yeah. That's unbelievably funny.
You're like, well, I can't open the door. They're going to attack me.
I think they just did it because it was hilarious.
I think so, too.
Which I...
Good on ya.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, what's the point of having siblings if you don't do things like that? What's the fucking point?
Like how I always used to rat you guys out when I was little every time you would fight. And then mommy and daddy would get mad at you.
Okay. Well, now it got dark.
What?
No, he's not wrong. Like one time we went to Disneyland and me and Dason got into a big fight. And I don't even know.
It was about the three of us. Just the siblings.
Just the siblings. Like we were supposed to, we met up with her with
after she got off
mom,
work. Yeah.
After she got off work. But we wanted to go to Disneyland for the day. So we went and we got into a big fight. And I don't even know over what. I can't fucking remember. It was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just yelling at each other in the car. And then Donovan was really young at the time. I think he was probably like
6 or
okay. Add that to his tab. He was busy.
Honestly, I think he was 6.
He was around that age. Yeah. And we weren't like being inappropriate at all. I mean, it is inappropriate to fight, but like we were just fighting like siblings. Like we were just like, I don't know why you're yelling at me. Like shit like that. And then
it's like, you're yelling at me. No, you're yelling at me.
Yeah, exactly. Just and then and Donovan... Forth. Donovan was like, he was like, I really don't want you guys to fight. And then we were like, uh-oh. Because now we would like forget that his brain was online so he could like remember things and then report them back. So we were like, we're not fighting. Like, and he was like, well, you guys were like yelling at each other. We're like, no. Us gaslighting him.
Yeah.
So then we like took him to Disneyland and we like got food and stuff. And we were like, trying to like just like kind of make him forget what happened. And then like the minute he saw our mom, he goes, she's like, how have you been having fun? He goes, yeah, I mean, the girls were fighting for like a long time and they were like yelling at each other. That was kind of scary. But other than that, it's been really fun. And we were like,
Fucking narc.
Hey, takes one to know one, doesn't it?
Not at those types of stakes. Are you kidding me?
I'm the only sibling that doesn't narc, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, I don't. Well, not anymore. I don't narc. I take that back. Never mind.
Well, that's not necessary. You're right. You don't narc, actually, yeah. Now. But you also, like, Donovan, like, he just forgets. Like,
yeah.
He forgets what he's not supposed to say.
That's why if we tell him something, like, we plan a surprise party for our dad's birthday this year.
Exactly.
And then he was like, oh, a surprise party, because he hears us talking about it. I'm like, do not tell anyone. And then he goes, I'm going to forget it right after we're done talking about this.
And that's not always true. Sometimes he does remember. I know. Sometimes he remembers that at like the worst times where he's going to give away the secret.
Yeah.
He'll forget until that very moment.
I know.
So that's why sometimes we purposely keep him in the dark, mm-hmm. because otherwise, who knows?
He'll be like, oh my God, it's a surprise.
He's like, well, aren't you excited for your party? That's what he'll say. And then he'll be like, what party? And he'll be like, then he's like this sinking. He goes and sinks in the pool to the ground.
All of a sudden, he's back in Hawaii at the house.
Yeah, he just flies there. He turns and leaves and just gets on a plane. Flies there.
Okay, this next one's from Alana. She said, once my younger brother and I were walking back from the store. We live in the country, so we were walking on the sides of the roads with no sidewalks. As we were walking, my brother was walking in front of me and a car was passing by. As the car passed my brother, I smacked him in the back of his head and ended up fully convincing him that the car's side mirror hit him in the back of his head because they drove by too close. I still to this day haven't told him otherwise, and he loves telling the story to people. This was like 7-8 years ago.
Talk about committing to a
dude. Let me tell you something. Lying to your sibling is the funniest shit ever. Like harmless lies like that.
Have you seen the dad?
The fact that it's like a party favored like story. Like, yeah. He's like, guys, did I ever tell you about the time we got hit by a car? Dude.
Have you seen that dad on TikTok? I sent it to you, and his son, he's like, my son literally thinks I know everything. So his son will ask him questions.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
So they're like walking around at the zoo, and his son was like, how much do you think a police car costs? He's all, probably about $3,000. Like, he doesn't even miss a beat. And he's all, that makes sense. He goes, do you think they have to buy the cars? And he goes, how else would they drive them? And he's like, oh, okay. Like, he has like 100 questions for everything.
Yeah.
How much do you think a whale weighs? He goes, I don't know. Oh, he's like, what do you think would happen if a lion got out? Like, what would happen? He's like, well, they like to eat little kids first, so I bet you'd be the first to go.
Dude.
But lying to siblings or
harmless lies like that
are so funny.
Dude, the fact that it's like, now I feel like you can never tell him, because now it's like a foundation of his storytelling.
It's so funny, dude.
You just hit him so hard and you're like, did you see that?
How did you time it? That's pretty impeccable.
I
hit him and then the car passes. Yeah. You're like, that was the car.
I like, you shove him to the ground. You're like, that was literally the car.
It was the wind from the car.
You literally open the door and hit him like in Zombieland. Like, my guy just hit you with the door.
Dude, can you?
That's him.
I just like to think that you were walking and you were thinking that the whole time. Like, you were like, if a car drives by, I'm going to smack the shit out the back of
your
head.
You know who would do that? Billy.
Yeah.
Billy would. He really would.
He's going to laugh at that.
I was just telling Josh and Mayo, because we were driving to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling them that back road that we take to go, I was like, oh, Jared blew a tire over here one time when he was like...
Dude, I was just thinking of that
He was
story.
Like 16. You tell the story.
Oh, yeah. So Billy's younger brother, Jared, when he was in high school... He called me and Billy because where we were living at the time, we were like down the street from him, and he called us, and it was late. It was like probably like midnight or 11 p.m. on like a Friday night. And he was like, hey, I blew two tires on this back road. And we were like, what the fuck? Two tires? And he's like, yeah, I like had to pull over to this gas station. So we drove down, we meet him, and he had already called his mom and told her. And she was out with friends. And so she literally had a friend drive her to us because she had been drinking. And she just started. She just got there. And then she had her friend drive her to come check on him and help with like
Lisa's
AAA.
Lisa's the best.
Yeah,
guys.
She's the best.
She's
really nice.
So she was like, she goes, what happened? Like, she was so worried. And so she's like,
he's like 16, right?
Yeah, at this time. Yeah, he's sophomore, junior in high school. Yeah. And then he's like, It was the craziest thing. Mind you, like, hyperbole is his middle name. Like, this man can tell a fucking story,
he's
bitch.
He's just like Donnie.
Yeah, they're the same person. Like, he is so colorful with words. He embellishes. Like, I know I embellish for, like, but comedic like effect, but his is, like, it's to the point where it's like, is anything you say real?
Yeah.
But sometimes he's telling the truth, and that's the crazy part. It's like, sometimes you just can't tell anymore.
Yeah.
He's just a really, like, colorful storyteller.
Oh my gosh, so, like when we were at the swap meet, we were eating mangoes.
And he's a liar. Yeah. Just kidding. I'm kidding. He's not a liar.
We were at the swap meet, we all got mangoes.
Yeah.
And I was like, mine tastes weird. And then he was like, are you being serious? Mine does too, dude. That's what he's like. He goes, dude, me too. That's what he always does. And then I go, yeah, it kind of tastes like soda. Like, you know when fruit oxidizes or something?
Yeah, it's like about to go bad.
And it kind of tastes like a soda.
Mine was fire.
No, I know. And so was my dad's. Like, me and Jared just got the bags.
I mean, I had the soda taste too, but I thought it was still good.
Yeah. Well, and then I was like, it's
just
like
a little texture to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little bit of spice.
Yeah. A little bit of spice.
It has like a kick.
Yeah. And so then I told him, it kind of says it tastes like soda. And he goes, dude, me too. And then Billy's always like, stop.
He's so like emphatic.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because he's the opposite of Billy. Billy's so like even toned all the time. So, anyways, their mom is like, what happened? Mm-hmm. Like, and he goes, craziest thing. The craziest thing happened. Crazy. A literal dog ran out in the middle of the road. And then I swerved. And then my car went off the road. And like, it like half of it drove off one side. And both those tires blew. And
how do you blow two at the same time? That's girl, crazy.
And the story made no sense. Like, in the unincorporated area we were in, there's no dogs over there. Like, yeah. And so we were listening and then their mom was like, oh, okay. And she's like, okay, well, I called AAA and she's like, I'm going to take my friend back. Like, you know, so she doesn't have to stay here. And then, I'll come back after I get my car and stuff and like everything. We're like, okay. So she like went back. As soon as she left, Billy goes, what's the real story? And then he was like, what do you mean? And he was like, there's no fucking dog. And he was like, there was a dog. There was a dog. Like, he was like, on my life, there was a dog. There wasn't.
And then he told you years later that he liked.
He told me like the next year. Because we were like laughing about it. And then I was like, there was no dog, huh? And then he was like, no. So it's like, it's just one of those things that you just like, why what are you lying? Doing? Like, for what? It's just like for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just like a, well, I got to come up with a story for this. Otherwise, you know what I mean? So they're the same in that sense.
Okay. This next one's from Haley. She said, one time when I was 8, I was on the couch watching TV and my brother, who was 5 at the time, was building a pillow fort on top of me. I didn't realize he was on top of the pillow, so when I pushed them off, I accidentally pushed him off too, and he hit the ground pretty hard. He walks over to me, absolutely seething with his fists clenched like Arthur, picks up the remote and throws it at me. He busted my lip and knocked a tooth out. I was screaming.
Oh my God. What was it, point blank range? Like, how did he knock a tooth out too?
I was screaming and he was begging me not to tell our mom, but of course I did, and dramatically too, so he'd get in the most trouble. A middle child has to do what a middle child has to do.
Hey, you know what? I'm with you. I'm a middle child too, bitch. Donovan, when he was a baby. Like,
oh yeah, I remember this.
Yeah. When he was a baby. How old do you think he was? Probably like 5.
When I was a baby and it's that meme of the little
thing on TikTok. I was going to say I was 3, but maybe that's probably too young.
I think you're thinking of a different story, buddy. Hold on.
Yeah, probably.
I'm thinking of the Tigger costume.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was probably like 3. No, he was older than that. I didn't want to see he was like 5.
Well, she was potty training him at the same time. So he had to be like at least like 2, maybe.
No, he was older than that. I want to say he was, I think you're right. Like 3, 4.
Three, is
probably
four.
Where you were at.
Either one.
Because he was a big baby too. Yeah. So like.
Well, whatever. He was little.
I can't go based off size because Donovan could have been 1 year old and he was really tall already. Like,
no,
me.
Drew, like,
really
just was. Notoriously as we grew up, like, because it had always been the two of us for so long. I would make her do, or she would say, wouldn't it be funny if I did this?
Yeah.
Like, so she would do stuff to, like our uncle used to babysit us. And do stuff to irritate him to make me laugh.
It's like silly little kid shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I would just, I love to make people laugh. So that's why I would literally do anything to make Daisa laugh. Like, even be the most irritating person on planet Earth.
I've told this story before, but like when we were in high school, like we had a family friend at the time who was the wrestling coach, and he would drive us home. So
yeah,
we would sit in the mat room and wait for him to be done with practice. Yeah. And they had a little office. So me and Drew would sit in there and do our homework.
Yeah.
And one time they had these like medicine balls that were probably like maybe a pound, right?
Yeah. They were like those little hand ones.
The squishy ones. Yeah. Yeah. And she was like, what do you think would happen if I threw this in there and let it hit my head? I don't know. And she did it like four times and I could not stop laughing. It was so funny.
The way I was like the Three Stooges by myself. Yeah. I'm like,
yeah.
It's like, yeah. It was like, by my fucking self.
One time, because like, yeah. The same friend was the health teacher. So he had those drunk goggles.
Oh, girl.
And so one time we were in his classroom after school.
Do y'all remember drunk goggles? They would literally like, you put them on and they look like when you're... They're like the vision of when you're like extremely drunk, like
yeah.
super fucked
like
up.
Like blacked out, honestly.
Yeah. And the point is to illustrate that you can't see or operate
or a vehicle.
Yeah. Like you can't do anything. Yeah. It's to like give you the vision of what it looks like when you're drunk and why you should not like get behind the wheel.
Yeah.
It's like the whole point.
Drew was like, I'm going to see if I could run to you from this side of the classroom with these on. And it was so funny. And she fell down and got hurt. And we were laughing.
I did. I sprinted and then I ate shit. Yeah. Because it's really hard to run in those.
But anyways. So
anything for a bit.
This is another example of a bit she was doing.
Oh, yeah. Here. Well, I used to love because Donovan, when he was little, like the cutest baby in the entire fucking universe. Like Donovan was the cutest fucking baby. And he was... very like, how would you describe his personality? Like he was very like about everything. Like everything had to be a certain way. Like he
just
was
like kind of regimented. Like
yeah, like he needed food a certain way. He wanted to watch certain movies.
Never mind.
He was just super very, particular on like how yeah. he wanted things.
I guess neurotic is the word. Just from a very early age, he was just very like, this is what I want, and this is how
it's
I
like
want
only
it.
Only child
shit. Yeah, yeah. Like even though there's three of us. So anything small would like make him so upset.
I think it's just a boy because our cousin Tyson.
Yeah, it was
like
a boy. It's just boy shit. Like it's just like I love to irritate him because I'm a sibling. So that's just what we do. When he was young, when we were all really young, mm-hmm. He loved the Tigger movie, like the one where he like looks for his family, I think is the plot.
Such a good movie. I still love
it. Is that the one? Yeah.
The Tigger movie.
Yeah, I know, but it's the one where he like is looking for his family, right? And he like he thinks he found them, but they don't exist. He's the only
Tigger. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then he realizes it's like chosen family, mm-hmm. right? Which is really sweet. The movie's really good, but he loved that movie.
That movie reminds me of Texas, because the first time I ever watched it was when we visited Daddy.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm.
Aw. Oh, shit.
On DVD. That's what it reminds me of.
And it was just his thing. He always wanted to watch that movie. So then my mom got him this big furry costume that was like, it had the face cut out. It was a Halloween costume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he was Tigger for Halloween that year.
He was supposed to be, and he freaked out because he gets so hot so
fast. Yeah, he got
fast.
Too hot. Oh, yeah. And it was all like, it was like Sherpa. Like it was that thick.
So my dad was like, I tried to put it on him. He would not stop screaming.
he got hot for a second and then had a fit and I took it off him. And then he was running around in his chunny. So. Jungle Boy, I told you. So then... but when he would watch the movie, he would want to wear it. So like my mom was like, well, multi-use, right? Like, so it had like, it was from head to toe. I had a big Tigger face on the top and a big tail, and it was really thick Sherpa material. And
he was like the little kid who loves Scuba Steve and Big Daddy.
Yeah. He likes to dress up like Scuba Steve.
The kangaroo song. Yeah. Kangaroo song.
That was and he likes to dress up like them.
All right. Yeah.
So like he would put on... He would put on the costume and then he would put on the movie. Like he was like, time to watch my movie.
Yeah.
And
I'm dressed.
Yeah. Time. Ready to go.
Let's
and
do
then
this.
Yeah. I would always like, I would go and I would like, cause the zipper went from like the back of the head all the way down to his butt. And so I would go and like, while he's sitting, and I would just unzip it just a little, just so like,
as soon as he felt the cool air,
like the wind, as soon as he started cooling off, he was like, like he would literally turn around and he would go like, ah, and he would run and he would punch me. And mind you, he's a big fucking kid and I'm big too. And he was like strong even at that age. So he would hit me and I would laugh so hard and like Jason would be laughing. And then he would just go back to watching it like he didn't care.
No, and then he'd be like, close it.
Yeah, you close it and then he'd zip it back up.
And then he'd go over there and do it again and run away. And it was funny every single time.
Dude. Never gets old.
Dude, tell him the I got a chocolate one. Oh, tell him that story.
Oh, bro. No. This is when he's older. he's in high school.
This is when he's like
16 years old. Yeah. We're in Hawaii again. And we got Leonard's. For those of you know, if you know, you know, the malasadas, they're like just like fried dough. And some of them have like fillings that are like, they have like strawberry chocolate.
Yeah. And like the cinnamon coating or whatever.
Or like sugar. It's like they have like cinnamon, sugar, like fillings. It's like haupia, like strawberry chocolate, whatever.
Yeah.
The chocolate's like a dobosh chocolate. So it was funny because Donovan, here's one thing you got to know about Donovan. He loves a sweet.
I love.
Not just any sweet.
A chocolate sweet.
Chocolate sweet.
Anything chocolate, like, he's eaten it. Like,
unless easily. It has fruit in it. Yeah. And I will not.
He hates fruits and veggies.
He also, just wait, kidding. Then tell him the strawberry story after this. Okay.
Strawberry?
How he was telling Billy's mom.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah, look. Okay. Well,
tell on fruit. Wait, tell the malasada story. Finish that one.
Basically, he's like, we get the malasadas. And we've been out all day, so we're like super excited to eat them. We get back to the house.
No, we're at a hotel.
Oh yeah, we're in our room. So I was in my parents' room because like our rooms were all next to each other.
Yeah.
So we're in the hotel, and my mom's in the shower. So it's just me, my dad, and Donovan. And Dayson was in her room. And so like my dad's like, or my mom was like, yeah, go ahead, start eating them. So my dad was like, okay, and he like opens up the box, and then my brother like fucking. Shoulder checks my dad.
Trucks him out of the way.
Yeah, like pushes him out of the way so he could get his chocolate one because there was only one.
And it was for him. So I don't know why he did that.
So you don't need to race. Like it's for you. No one else is going to eat that one.
That's like when we play like chutes and ladders or sorry.
Yeah.
And Drew will be like, I call red because that's Donovan's favorite color.
And it gets him every time. Once he stops, I'll stop. But he reacts poorly every time. And that makes me laugh. So anyways, we respect dibs in this house.
Yeah.
So if someone calls it first, then it's yours.
Yeah.
So even before he pops to the top, I'm like, I call red. Anyways. So
he shoulder checks my dad,
takes his thing. My dad goes, all right. Right. We're like, relax.
I got it.
Yeah. So he gets it and he's like, I got a chocolate one. And I'm not looking at him when he's doing this head ass shit. He's like, I got a chocolate one. And he's like, kind of like dancing around. And then I guess he danced too hard. But then all I heard is like, he goes, oh, and then he goes. And then he literally, I turn around and he like. He dropped it on the fucking ground because it slid off his stupid plate because he was being a dick, right? And then I like couldn't stop laughing because I was like, that's what you fucking get for being ridiculous. And then he goes to pick, he picks it up off the ground, starts eating it immediately. And it literally landed like on the sandal of like one of my dad's sandals that he was just wearing in town.
No, he said it was on the ground next to the shoes.
Next to the shoes.
And he was like right next to the shoes that just walked all over Waikiki.
Yeah. And there was sugar like dusting in my dad's shoe. Like that's how close it was to the fucking shoe.
Oh my God, man.
Dude. I like couldn't stop laughing. I was like, that's what you get. That's what you get for being annoying. That's what you get.
Okay, now tell him the strawberry story.
Honestly, I didn't get sick after that. So,
yeah.
Bonus. He goes, and that's why it's such a strong immune system.
Literally.
Because I'd be eating things off the ground. That story was like, I went to dinner with Billy's family. And we went to this kind of like hibachi place. And I don't know why Donovan came. I think we were just like hanging out with him all day.
Yeah.
And so I was like.
I think it was like 12 at the time too, right? Because I remember I was in Chargers.
Well, but you were older in Chargers.
Remember you would let him come sleep over at Lisa's house sometimes?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it was one of those days.
Yeah. I think I was. No, because I was. Yeah, I was like 21, 22 at the time. So anyways, we go to this hibachi place. So we're all sitting kind of like this, like in a U shape.
Mm-hmm.
And Donovan is sitting next to Lisa, like Billy's mom. And so Donovan, he's talking like crazy. Which I think is so funny because, like, Donovan is not afraid to talk to people, even though he says he is. You're not, though.
No, I'm not.
No, he can make conversation with anybody.
Yeah.
You're like me in that sense.
Yeah.
And
I'm just a little shy at first.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of.
But even then, like, you can't tell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so he was like talking her ear off all night. And then there's like a dessert that comes and it's like it has a bunch of strawberries in it and stuff. And then Donovan goes, she goes, oh, Donovan, do you want one of these? And then he goes, oh, I can't have that. And she goes, oh, why? And then he goes, I'm super allergic to strawberries. No, he's not. And then she goes, oh, really? He's
like deathly.
He's like deathly allergic. Like if I eat one of those, I'll die. That's not true. That's not true at all. I don't know where he got that.
And then she goes, because all the water had been infused with strawberries.
She goes, are you serious? Because I'm pretty sure you've been drinking that water. And he was like, no, I don't think so. And then she was like, no, I'm pretty sure it was like, and he goes, no.
Him gaslighting. Yeah.
And then I see her look really concerned.
Yeah.
Because I was on the other side of Donovan. So I didn't hear everything they were saying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what happened? And she goes, he told me about his allergy and now I'm worried because I'm pretty sure he was drinking this water and it's infused with strawberries. And I go, what allergy? And then she goes, strawberries. And I go, and he goes, yeah. He's going like that. And then I go, he's not allergic to strawberries. And then she goes, you're not? And he goes, wait, yes, I am. And he's like telling me, he goes, remember that one time when I was six? I don't know if he said that. He's like, when I got like, you know, like I got like an allergic reaction from strawberries. I go, that never happened.
And then he went, oh.
And what? Then he goes, oh, I guess I'm not allergic then.
He went, well, why don't I eat them?
Yeah, he's like, well, how come I never eat strawberries then? I'm like, because you hate fruit. And then he was like, oh, well, that makes sense. Turns out I'm not allergic. He's like, oh, then I'm good. And then she
sorry
was
about
like,
that.
Kind of lost my nut back there.
Sorry
bit.
For the confusion.
Yeah, that
was,
sorry about that.
That was super weird. Sorry about that.
I don't know why I said that.
He's like, I've literally had allergic reaction. I'm all to a cat. And then he was like, oh. And that was like literally for one night. And then now he has a fucking cat. Like mm-hmm. He's not allergic to cats. The only thing he is allergic to,
chores.
Shit.
Driving.
Feyows. Yeah. Being responsible.
Just kidding.
Whatever. Okay, this next one's from Samantha. She said, so when it was summer break, my mom would leave a list of chores for my older brother and I to do. Literally me and Drew. Donovan gets to wake up at 9, stick around the house.
I did not have the luxury.
She said, when it would come down to us having to do them, we would fight. And at the time, my dad didn't have a cell phone, so we would call his office and ask to speak to him.
Oh my God, that's so mean days encoded. Yeah,
and tell
we
him
used to do that all the time.
And tell him everything the other sibling wasn't doing, fighting, telling each other things. I would literally call my dad 10 times a day. I would call him and be like, Dad, my brother isn't vacuuming. And meanwhile, my brother would be pinching the shit out of me to hang up. It was so bad. Now we look back and laugh. That's so me and Drew Cody.
Yeah, so we used funny. To call my mom's office all the time, or we would call if we needed to. We would call my dad's office, but it wasn't often. Mm-mm. That he worked in an office at the yeah. time. He had a lot of blue collar jobs, so he wasn't always like in the office, and he didn't have a cell phone at the time. But we would always call my mom's office, and be like, "Can I speak to Noelle, please?"
Yeah, maybe like, "Who is it?" And she's like, "Drew."
Yeah, I'd be like, "Her daughter." Anyways. That's very mean days encoded.
Yeah.
We used to do that all the time. Call and like, do you think I could have a pack of cookies?
Yeah.
We did that for everything. Like we always called and asked.
Oh yeah. From the house phone too.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Literally. I still remember our old house phone mm-hmm. number. But yeah, like we used to do that all the time. Or like, it's funny because if you fast forward, I think like during, I forget why, but I was like house sitting for my family once because they were out of town. And, Donovan was at, no, wait, what were we doing when you guys weren't here? Oh, I think it's when you went to New York.
Probably. Yeah. When they helped me move.
Yeah. So that's like a few years ago, right? I was watching Donovan like at the house and Donovan, he woke up and he's like, yeah, I guess I'll just like watch TV while I like eat my breakfast. And, you know, and I was like, it's like you think I'm new to this fucking family. You have chores to do. And I was like, you think I'm going to let you watch TV while you eat breakfast? Just kidding.
Not on my watch. No way. Get your Feyows done.
Yeah, I was like, no way, bro. You got Feyows to do. Finish those and then you can do whatever, literally whatever you want. You know what's crazy? When I think about Feyows when we were kids, like I used to think Like, because our parents would always be like, once you're done, you could do literally whatever the fuck you want. I don't care what you do.
And we would like lollygag all day.
All day. I'd drag ass all day from like 10 a.m. to like 3 p.m. when I could have finished it in like an hour.
I know. That's the craziest part.
And now, and thinking about it now, like, I like clean for fun now or for preference. Mental health, like for literally, I'm like, I should clean, which that reaction was never in my brain when I was a kid.
Like, wasn't my house so clean when you came over?
It was very clean.
Yeah.
My house is pretty clean right now, too.
Your house is always relatively clean. I honestly think if I had more room, it would be less clean at my house. Like, it's good that it's small where I live.
I feel that. Because then once it the space gets cluttered, it's obvious immediately.
Then I just push it in another room. Yeah. Whereas right now, it's just a one bedroom.
I feel that. I'm like, I think even like as you get older, you start to like, as soon as it starts getting too messy, too dirty, you're like, I need to do something about this. I did not have that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even Donovan's kind of like that because Donovan's really clean naturally. So like, not just like grooming wise, but also just like space. Like
for the most part.
For the most part, yeah. Like he's not like dirty by any means. No, it's just messy. Yeah. Like most things. But for the most part though, you like to look and feel clean, which is a good thing.
And recently I've developed, I don't know what it is, but for some reason, like, so you know how when you wash your hands and there's like water all around the sink?
Yeah, you gotta clean it.
Yeah, I just like, I take off some toilet paper and I just wipe up.
I know, my sink is so bad.
I don't know what it is, but like, I just.
No, you hate like dust too.
Yeah.
Every time he gets in my car, he like wipes all the dust off my stuff. Like, he's like, he just doesn't. He just hates looking at it.
I can't help it.
Yeah. it's like my one thing that I can't.
Yeah, the dust. That's how I feel about. That's how I feel about bubbles in the tops like of water bottles.
Yeah.
Like every time I see my mom, I have to shake it. I have to. Sorry. I'm human. I guess.
Okay, and that's a problem.
Dude, this is such a random story, but like, I had to clear my drain recently in my bathroom, and like, I never have a problem doing that. Like
in your sink.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll normally take the thing off, like the middle thing, and I'll just stick something pointy down there and I'll pull all that hair out. Like, I don't care. I know some people hate doing that, but that's the only good way to do it. I feel like that's the only way it works.
Yeah. Like you like take like a wire hanger and like.
Yeah. Or even like I've used a chopstick. I've done like body bee pins, like unbent them and then I've stuck it in there and pulled it out. I've done that so many times over all the places I've lived. So I was like, that's the first time I've had to do it in my new house. So I was like, okay, I have to do this, but I couldn't take the little stupid thing off.
Okay.
So then I was like looking up like remedies on how to do it. And I didn't have any of that shit. So then I had to buy Drano, and I've never used Drano.
The beads or the gel?
The gel.
Yeah.
Like the Max gel.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I always think that that's like a white person invention, like Drano, because I feel like every white friend I've ever had always uses Drano, but every minority friend I've ever had just sticks their finger down there and fucking takes it out.
Well, because the Drano, like, it's supposed to work in the sense where it's supposed to, like, kind of, like, grab everything as it's going down and like, clear it out. Yeah. But it is better to do it the way that we do it, because that's a long-term thing.
That's what I thought. Yeah. So then I was like, I had literally had no choice. I had to do Drano. But I did see, like, baking soda and white vinegar. Yeah. But I got the Drano first, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to use that. Yeah. So on the bottle, it says to pour half of it and wait like 30 minutes. I was super impatient. So I poured it and then I was like, okay. And then I turned it on and it wasn't working. So then I poured the whole fucking bottle down there. It said on the back of the bottle, though, if it doesn't work, do it again and use the other half.
But that's after waiting 30 minutes and you didn't.
I waited like 8.
You waited 30 seconds.
I waited like eight minutes. Those kinds of things are the only things I have zero patience for.
Yeah.
I have patience for a lot of shit, but not that. I don't know what it is about that.
Having no patience?
Yeah. No, just I have no patience for the silliest things. You have no patience at all.
Yes.
I think you're pretty patient.
Yeah, actually. I have patience for certain things, but for most things, no. Like editing, I have patience for.
Well, yeah.
I feel like I have like a great amount of patience for like a majority of things. At least.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Like I could do Legos. That's fine.
Yeah.
But like if we're going to play a new board game, I don't want to read the rules.
I know. Dayson's the most impatient.
When we're playing video games, he's like, don't skip that. It helps with the storyline. I'm all, who cares?
That's literally me. Dayson all the time.
Literally.
And then she's like, I don't understand how to play this. Because you didn't watch the instructions.
Because you didn't watch the tutorial.
I'm a Virgo, so that's why I need to see all the rules.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Skip. Okay, so we're going to go. Thank you for your stories, friends. We will be doing a part two next week. Sans Donnie Dumps. But before we end the episode, we're going to ask you some of the questions from the audience. Are you ready?
All right. Hit me.
This first one comes from Monique, and I can say with my whole chest, this is a sentiment that's been felt amongst the group in here.
All right.
Will you pursue comedy in the future?
I don't know.
Only time will tell.
If you do, your opening act has to be what it was in that video.
And if you don't, we will boo. I'll heckle you from the crowd.
I'm going to heckle you regardless. I'm gonna toughen you up. I'm
all, he doesn't even brush his teeth. That has nothing to do with what he's
doing. I'm like, boo. Like, and I'm up front. Hey, boo. And I'm sitting right in the front.
Boo. Okay, this next one's from Samantha. She said, what's the best part about having two sisters? Because my brother is on the same boat and he answers with nothing.
What was the question?
What's the best part about having two
not
sisters?
Listening.
The best part. The best part about having two older sisters is I practically grew up with three moms, so I had three times the love and appreciation. But another thing too is that I feel like you guys really helped me understand the female gaze a lot better than most men.
Oh, and period.
And how to be like more emotionally in tune and like empathetic towards people. So that's a real benefit. I feel like.
It's a great answer.
Yeah.
We didn't pay him to say that.
I'm not going to pay him to do anything. Are you kidding? He's going to be a Two Idiot Girls intern and period. It's going to be free. We all had unpaid internships. We just didn't get to do it for our older sisters. So
listen,
I'll probably be paid in food and that payment I will always take.
Yeah. So, food that's in my cupboard that you need to cook yourself, girl.
I'm like, don't hold your breath.
I didn't agree to that. Legally, you're not allowed to ask me that.
It's in the contract.
Okay. This next one's from Mac.
Okay.
She said, Donovan loves a good would you rather. Oh. Does he not?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, I love those.
He loves to make them up and ask everyone. If you meet Donovan, there's a chance he'll ask you a would you rather. It's a very high chance.
Yeah. I love would you rather questions, and I feel like it's a bit of a conversation filler if there's nothing else to talk about.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay,
I mean, that makes a lot of sense why you bring them up sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, everyone loves a good question.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so she said, Max said, would you rather fight 10 horse-sized chickens or 100 chicken-sized horses?
That depends. Well, I think I'd go with the horses because they're like...
Because like chicken-sized horses?
Yeah, chicken-sized horses.
There's 100 of them, though.
There's 100
of
them?
Whereas the other one, there's 10 horse-sized chickens. I'd rather fight the tiny horses.
Yeah,
I agree.
Because just stomping on them.
Dude, there's...
I just
kicking them.
Just kicking them to the curb.
Yeah, get out of here.
There's this like... this pit in Family Guy. When they start a podcast he asks them a question like that, like a would you rather like that. And he goes, I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm backing into a stall. As they're coming in, I'm going, yeah, kicking them out one by one. So that's what I would do with 100 chicken-sized horses.
Yeah.
Because birds terrify me. I saw a video of a bird last night, a raven. On Twitter, that was literally like it could talk back. Like
I've seen those, yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
And it looks scary.
Ravens, crows, those birds are really smart.
Crows are extremely smart. Crows are like one of the smartest birds. Yeah. Crows remember faces.
Yeah.
So if you're mean to a crow, it will remember you. And the next time it sees you, it's gonna fuck you up, bitch.
Don't certain bugs have photographic memories too?
I don't even know. I'll have to ask Billy.
Mm-hmm. I thought I saw a video about wasps that could like memorize your face. And it's like a death
wasp. That.
Hey, hate that. Hate that I know that.
This one's from Zach. Mm-hmm. He said, what is your favorite hobby/sport/pastime?
Oh, wow.
Here we go. What's your favorite pastime?
Favorite pastime. I'm trying. Ew. Sorry. I know. That was weird. I don't know why I did that.
No, it's not even that you did it. It's you did it so close to the mic. I could hear it. It sounded like I was in your mouth. Gross.
Pastime. Pastime.
He doesn't know.
Okay, what that skip. Is. What's your favorite sport?
I guess football. I played for it for I so guess. Long.
Okay. And then what's your favorite hobby?
Legos.
Legos? Okay. Legos.
I love me Lego.
A simple man.
Very simple. Real meat and potatoes kind of guy.
Okay, we'll do two more and then we're done. Okay. This next one's from Gib. They said, what are your favorite things that you do to annoy your siblings?
I don't really annoy my siblings a lot because if I do, they're going to be really mean to me.
Girl, relax.
Okay, hold on. Hold on.
Well, not like mean, but you know what I mean.
No, like, I actually don't. I'd like for you to explain it.
I don't.
Just kidding.
Well, if I had to pick one thing, it'd be sending them random videos.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's fair.
I was going to say, you don't even naturally, like, you don't have bits that you do that irritate me.
Yeah.
You just are annoying sometimes.
Like every sibling.
I don't have to try. I just am.
You just naturally are really irritating. Yeah. So you got that down.
Yeah.
He's not. He's like the simplest person ever, to be honest. We all annoy each other because we're siblings.
Yeah.
So, but the thing, purposeful things that he does, I thought of one.
Oh,
that he knows annoys us and he does it anyways.
Is it all the when he hugs?
No, that's just a me thing because I hate being touched. And Donovan's like his love language is physical touch. So is Dayson's, and mine's not. So, no, he like. He pronounces words.
Oh, yeah.
Silly.
Oh,
yeah.
To like, he does it and he knows how much it annoys us. Like, he's like, oh, I it's extra, extra creamy. Like, he doesn't shit like that.
I know someone who does.
I know someone who does. But he does say stuff like that.
He said Instagram, and our mom said, if you say that again, I will punch you in the throat.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to post it on my Instagram. And I was like, okay.
So,
well. Don't do that.
Hey, don't do that.
Hey, hate that. Hate that. Hate that. Sorry, retire it.
Okay. And then we'll end with this one. So Shy asked, have you ever witnessed Juror Dayson embarrassing themselves in front of someone they liked?
No. He's never seen that.
No.
Please. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Who do you think you're talking to?
I'm keeping it locked up at all times.
He's so like...
Yeah.
All the time. So
he never notices anything.
No.
Yeah. And even if I do, I'm just like, okay.
Even like crazy things. Like he'll see it and then forget about it. Mm-hmm. And then he'll bring it up to us on a later date.
Or he'll be like, oh, did you think this was, I thought they were acting kind of weird. He goes, yeah, they did this thing in front of me, but.
I don't know.
What? Okay. And then last question. Will you perform part of your stand-up bit right now?
No.
Please.
Do you remember it?
No, I don't. I remember.
Liar. I remember every word.
All I remember is the office bit. And
that was your stand up. And someone said, will you ever look at your audience the same? Remember, you had the little stuffed animal set up.
That's the audience.
No, I think you should practice a little bit more.
Do you remember any part of it?
I only remember the office bit. That's as much as I remember.
You don't remember this. And my point shall stand.
And then he went like this. No, it was, do good bosses really like to waste time on stupid things like, I don't know, religion?
Religion or something? And he's going like this. I don't know. Religion
with
or something?
With his shirt up, belly out.
Dude. Now that's comedy. Yeah. Remember I told you guys, I've never been more thankful for camera phones than in that moment because I wasn't home when he did it. And I wish I fucking was.
It's honestly so funny.
I'm so glad that Dayson recorded it, dude. That's my favorite video that we have
seen. Yeah. Oh, God. We all were living at the house.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Drew was like on a date or something.
Yeah, I was. I was
being appreciated by your partner. I don't know. Okay.
No, that's also a joke.
It's called comedy.
That's
real.
That's comedy. Dark humor.
All right, y'all. That's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. Huge shout out to our favorite Donnie Dumps for making an appearance.
Yes.
Everybody, please, we will post it on either our personal, probably our personal Instagrams, but also on Two Idiot Girls when he starts Twitch streaming. So make sure you guys look out for that.
Yes.
We'll be doing a part two to the sibling stories. Honestly, we're filming it tomorrow. So we're filming it in the past.
No, in the future. Oh, no, in the past.
Yeah, we'll be filming in the past because we have stuff going on. Oh, yeah. Wait, when this episode comes out, though, we're going to VidCon this weekend. So,
oh, yes.
The three of us will be there. Peely will be there. The whole fam will all be there.
We'll see y'all at VidCon. Yeah, so if you're going to VidCon,
we're super excited to see y'all there. But other than that, I hope you have a great week and we'll see you next time. Bye.
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 Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to take an adventure with rugged capability and commanding style. Check out the Honda Ridgeline, Pilot, Passport, or CRV. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 1.99% APR on a 2025 Ridgeline or a 3.99% APR on a 2025 Pilot, 2026 Passport, or 2025 CRV.
See dealer for financing details.